Hello, welcome to episode number 31 of PHP BB Weekly, the weekly show where we take a look at PHP BB, talk all about it, and talk about it sort of from an outside the team point of view, as best we can anyway. Today is Saturday, September 22nd, 2007, and I am your co-host, Douglas Bell, also known as Fountain of Apples.
And I'm your other co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Yes. And so we're here today just to, as usual, talk about the show. And we have a little bit of a more normal show today. No special guests or anything. We're mostly going to talk. We will have some more interesting shows coming up, which I'll talk a bit about at the end of this show. So stay tuned for that. As I was going to say, this show is not affiliated with the PHP BB groups or the PHP BB teams. If you're interested in finding a podcast that is affiliated with the PHP BB teams, check out the official PHP BB podcast at podcast.phpbb.com. This is one where we're sort of doing it, like I said, an outside the team's point of view, going a little bit more general, a little less technical than what they have. So, just to give you the idea. This is a live show, which we record every Saturday on TalkShoe.com. So if you want to participate, you can call in. The number is 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 12418. You do not have to be a TalkShoe member to call in. However, if you are a TalkShoe member, you can also join in on the chat room through the TalkShoe Live client. And if you're listening to the podcast, well, that's great. This is a live show.
And actually, speaking of podcasts, we just finished episode number 2 of the PHP BB official podcast.
Yes.
Late this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. To answer Harmless's question in the chat room, it is free for you to call in if you use TalkShoe. But there's the thing, if you are in TalkShoe Live, called Shoe Phone, which is totally free that you can use to call in.
And even if you, like, I'm calling in via a landline, and it's free to use this, except you just have to pay your normal long distance charge. Where in this case, long distance is a flat rate, so it doesn't matter how much time I spend on long distance. I just pay one charge, and a lot of phone companies have that plans now, so it's pretty easy to call long distance.
I'm Skyping out. You know what I mean? As you guys know, I wasn't here last week. David took the reins by himself, and it sounded like it went pretty well. Although you said you had to do it like twice or something like that.
Yeah, we had some echo issues where it was kind of drowning out everything. So we're like, let's do it again. So we did.
I listened to the one you did again, and that sounded pretty good. So
yeah, that one went well.
I wanted to, and there will be times I don't like to miss too many episodes, but there will be times where I might have to miss out on an episode. Like, this is my junior year in high school, which is the year with all the tests. In about a month, there's the PSAT test, which is at 8:30 in the morning on Saturdays, so I'll have to do that and do things like that. So there will be some times when, David, you're going to have to do it yourself, as there will be some times when I'm going to have to do it myself if you aren't available.
We try to Unlike do, last time, I think if I give myself enough time to prepare, then it won't be an issue.
Yeah. Oh, I'll warn you ahead of time, definitely.
Yeah.
But last week, what I was doing, the third Saturday in September, I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. The third Saturday in September is traditionally the coastal cleanup day around the San Francisco Bay. And so there are a number of things that take place, and I did the one in my local area, which to sort of go around and clean up the bay, and they do like a barbecue lunch and things like that, and they have a little entertainment. Although I will say the entertainment was pretty bad, but essentially that's what I did last Saturday while you guys were recording PHP BB Weekly. Yes, it was free food. I was picking up trash. And so that was interesting. Now, I know this has absolutely nothing to do with PHP BB Weekly, but I just got to tell this story anyway. I had actually spent most of the morning not finding a whole lot of trash, but the most interesting thing I had found was in a small parking lot, there were over 100 cigarette butts on the ground, all of them within 5 yards of a trash can, which I ended up picking up one by one. But then later on, I was going down. You see, there's a nice bike trail that goes along this particular section of the bay, and I had wandered up there, and I was about, I'm about a mile from where this event was, and you will not believe this, but off the side of the road, near near sort of a marsh area where there are like long stalks of grass or whatever those things are growing, I found an abandoned bicycle.
Really?
On the side of the road. I was wearing gloves. Yes, I was wearing gloves. So, and this bicycle had been there so long that the plants were actually growing through the bicycle. The bike was no good. Both of the tires were flat. I don't know what happened to the handlebars, but the handlebars were like totally perpendicular to where they're supposed to be. They were going up and down instead of left and right. So it was pretty bad. I tried to get as many of the plants out of there as I could, but I just could not get them all out of there. So I ended up – so what I had to do, once I got it out, this is a pretty difficult bike to get moving, and there's plants going through the back of it, and I sort of had to drag it slowly down the entire mile-long bike trail to get it back to the main thing, the main event. And the reason I did that was because every year they do a contest for the most interesting thing that people have found. Interesting things that people have found. And so I wanted to enter into that. But you see,
So who found the most interesting thing?
Not me. You see, it took me half an hour to get that bike down the trail. I mean, I found 11:30, got there at noon. I had dragged it the whole time. My hands were totally sore from having to drag it. Bring it over there and said, I have an entry. Said, oh dear, we already judged the contest.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
My hands were sore and I was not happy to hear that. So, yeah. So that was kind of how my Saturday went. Although they also do a raffle just for people who participated there. So I actually ended up winning the raffle, or one of the things from the raffle. So it was sort of okay, although the prize wasn't that significant. It's a $20 Safeway gift card, a coupon for a free Burger King Whopper, and a reusable shopping bag. That was what I was doing last week while you guys were recording PHP BB Weekly. Yes, I had a couple of questions in the chat room about what a reusable shopping bag is. It's essentially like a plastic bag, a shopping bag, but you can roll it up and it goes into its own little teeny tiny carrying pouch. So essentially you can reuse it continually when you're buying shopping materials. But I actually use it just for carrying stuff to school this past week, so it's been pretty handy. So, okay, let's actually start talking about PHPBB, shall we? And that's enough garbage for an episode.
Stay yeah. tuned next week for more of Trash Pickup Day.
Sure, no. Okay, let's actually do a little bit of covering on some of the recent changes from the PHPBB teams. And maybe, David, since you're our representative from the teams, you can tell us a bit of some of the new members. Definitely there was an announcement from Techie Michael this week.
Yes, Techie Michael stepped down from the support team leadership role. He wanted to basically just kind of get his life straightened out. And so Neothermic was promoted to the support team leader now, and so Techie Michael is now just a normal support team member. Mm-hmm. So Neothermic's taking up that role, and they're doing great.
That means that Neothermic is not on the mod team anymore.
Yes, that's correct, because obviously Neothermic's duties are going to lie a lot more with the support team, and there's a lot more duties that come with being a support or a team leader, period.
Yes.
A team leader has so many duties to take care of that it doesn't make sense for them to be on multiple teams at that point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we still do have a support team member on our team, and that is Batty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I noticed that, but, yeah.
Yeah, he's there at least for a temporary role as a moderator to kind of help us out, because a lot of us are concentrating on a lot of coding things, a lot of, you know, trying to working with the PHPBB3 mod authors has been really interesting. You know, it's in one way it's great because you're teaching people a new method of programming, a new coding practice that not everyone is familiar with. Everybody's kind of familiar with this old school type of programming method, and there's newer methods that are coming out, and you know, it'll be great overall for a lot of programmers to start learning this method. And so a lot of us are working with the mod authors directly, and of course with validating and with keeping the database up to date, and then our other coding projects and stuff like that. Like Igor is working really hard on the mod database now. As you know, he's taken over the mod database maintenance from Paul, who left the team for a short while to kind of get his life straightened out, and who has rejoined.
That's great.
After, yeah. And
he said that Paul will not be doing the mod database anymore.
Yeah, Paul is not doing the mod database anymore. He's really just concentrating on validation, which is great. You know, he's a validation monster. He'll go through and he'll just validate a ton of mods all at one time, and it really helps some of us out because especially for me, because I was really the only one that was doing 3.0 validation, and until Paul came back, and so he's been really helping with that. Pointism is still trying to get going from just joining the team. In fact, he had some hasn't been able to participate a whole lot, but he should be going pretty soon here. And as many of you know, he's been great on this as far as really getting to know the documentation for PHPBB3 modding, and so I'm sure that he'll really take up that aspect, which Smithy DLL, David Smith, was really the head of documentation, the ModX documentation, yeah. Mod documentation, and I think Pointism has really that knowledge that will be needed to kind of replace that.
And by the way, when he's talking about doing all these mod validations at once, that's no easy task. I mean, validating a mod takes at least half an hour to an hour, I would say, because there's a lot of stuff to check.
It depends on how detailed your validation reports get. You know, with version 3, there is a lot more to it than version 2, first of all. And there's a lot higher standards. There's a lot of new things that come into play. And then, of course, you have the mod authors are not yet that intimately familiar with version 3, whereas a lot of people are easily familiar with version 2 and so can program in it. And it's, you know, it basically uses the old school method the way everybody learned in the beginning. And so it's not that difficult to pick up and just go. Version 3, we use a lot more OOP programming. So that's OOP, OOP, object-oriented programming. And there's not as much programming that's needed to build a mod, and so there's a lot more functions that mod authors can implement into their mods to make them work with version 3 without having to do a lot of reprogramming, you know, a lot of reinventing the wheel. It's just everything is just sort of there to use, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. You also got a new mod team member as well. A Jelly Donut is finally on the teams.
Yeah.
Being the one who has the most posts on phpbb.com.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week yet. No, I did not, because I don't think Jelly Donut was on the team.
No, he wasn't.
When we did the PHP Weekly podcast. No, and Jelly Donut, yeah, we did invite him to the mod team. He, as you know, he's got the most posts of any PHPBB member.
That it matters that much.
Kind of but, No, not that it matters that much, but you know, it does indicate how long he's been with PHPBB and how much he's participated and contributed to PHPBB as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I think he's going to be a great asset, you know, especially with his knowledge and his history. You know, he just kind of, because he's been around for so long and he spent so much time participating in PHPBB, he will, you know, he kind of has all the knowledge already that's needed. So he'll be really great there. He's not helping as much with validation. He's helping with some of the coding projects. So that'll be good there. Take some other pressure off some of us. All the new mod team members take some pressure on, off of us in one way or another, which is great because, as you know, what happened to Paul, he just he piled so much stuff on himself that he just burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want anybody to get to a burnout level. So
even if the people go away, the jobs don't go away, and someone else has to take them up. And so the more people you have, the more you can evenly distribute the jobs. It's the same with any organization, really.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and especially when companies lay off some people, or some people quit, and then the duties of those people will fall onto the duties of the people that are remaining, and that's the way it is until you get some new members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I think our mod team is growing now more on the 3.0 side, which has been great.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a long time, you know, it's just been mainly 2.0 validation, and so we have a lot more help getting the 3.0 mods out there. And so it's basically right now it's just going through and helping the mod authors get used to the coding for 3.0. Mm-hmm. And that's really our main task right now, is getting them used to that and validating them. So our validation reports are a little bit longer than normal because we're going through every little thing and going, hey, you know, do this way and use that instead of that, or this code should look like this instead. So we really spend a lot of detailed time going through and making sure we're as thorough as possible on the reports after mm-hmm. the insta deny checklist has gone through and everything passes that. And after the first 24 hours, then we'll go through and really do a lot of validation on that mod, you know, a lot of participation validation. And some mods will get validated by multiple people. It could be validated by 3-4 people at once, you know, just different aspects of the mod, or somebody tests it and they find certain things, or somebody goes through and they'll look for security issues, or you know, just general coding practice. Usually that happens, though, for larger mods. Larger mods will get a lot of validators into the validation process, but usually not one mod is just validated by just one person. I mean, that if the mod is small enough, then that is the case, but, you know, it is validated by a lot of people, too.
Now, HarmlessGoat22 asked in the quest in the chat room, and I don't know if you can answer it, but he asked when to expect EasyMod for PHP BB3.
Well, I can't really say.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I can't really give an answer on that. All I can say is just keep an eye out on the 3.0 forums for any indication of something that might be arriving for 3.0 that make installations easier. But at this time, nothing. So.
And there was another member I thought they mentioned. I don't know if you know too much about the support team, but I do know that looking at the team listing, Cybrid23 joined the support team. So we got another supporter there.
He's been a longtime contributor and support. You know, he's more that the community support. He's been that community support for a long time. There's a lot of people that are just there and they just offer this community support, because you don't have to be on the support team to offer support.
In fact, that's where the strength of PHP BB comes in. All these members who give freely of their time, even if they're not on the team, to offer support.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
The teams love it.
And And what has made PHP BB so popular, such a popular software, is the fact that we have such a large community and a large community of people offering support. But really, one of the things that that we're looking for is support team members for the 3.0 side, because we have a lot of 2.0 support team members, but not a lot of them are really used to 3.0 yet, and so we're kind of lacking in that area. And so Cybrid was brought on as that sort of 3.0. You know, he's somewhat familiar with 3.0, and so we're hoping that will really help us out on 3.0 support. And then, you know, we could end up getting more members on the support team to help on the 3.0 side as well, and that's what we're hoping for. JD Hartley asked the question in the chat, how many more members can we expect to join the teams? Well, it's really difficult to say. You know, it could stay where it is right now. It could grow from here. We could end up getting more support team members, more mod team members, which is what I hope will happen, especially as 3.0 becomes more popular and more people start to use it. You're going to have a lot more And especially when it goes gold. I mean, right now it's in RC and we have a ton of people using it, a ton of people asking for support and stuff. But when it goes gold, you'll really see an explosion of usage from people. Yeah. And it would be great at that time if we could really get a lot of support team members for 3.0 to help out on that, on the 3.0 support forums. Mm-hmm. Because now basically the work of the support team members has doubled, because now they've just gone from 2.0 to 2.0 and 3.0. So it makes it a lot more difficult, just as the mod team work has doubled, and that's why we're needing a lot more mod team members and a lot more support team members now.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to move on to sort of the main topic of this show. Now, ever since David came on the show, he's really taken the reins and done a lot of the talking and a lot of giving things, and it's been great, and I'm sure obviously the listeners like you, but I thought I'd come back on and talk about something, and because just so I don't give David all the work. Look, I'm slacking off because I've kind of enjoyed it, I'll have to say. Yes. But anyway,
You're sort of that core support that's there. I mean, last week it was really like, oh, there's nobody to support me here with the help of like. All of a sudden, I have to do everything by myself. So
I'm like that, okay, too. Yeah. I mean, I went 20 episodes by myself on this show. So you can see where that's coming from. And now we've gotten quite a bit better. Now we got two of us, and it's definitely the listeners, the numbers have agreed. We're never trust a podcast over 30, and now we're on 31. But anyway, so I'll talk about this.
Douglas, before we go on, Harmless, we're going to make an announcement of a guest that will be on the show at a later episode.
Yeah.
And then there will be some specific questions that you'll be able to ask him that he will be able to answer that I won't be able to, specifically regarding the mod team or some future projects for PHP V3.
We got some exciting episodes coming up, which we'll talk about at the end of this show. So we're kind of an incentive to stick around.
Stay tuned to do that, and that you'll be able to ask those questions that I see you're asking in there. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to ask those questions to him.
Yes. Because they've got a campaign going on in the chat room right now for Handyman on the mod team, which might be the first time where you actually have two team members that live at the exact same place. If that happens,
that would be interesting. Of course, David Rathbun, the moderator team member, D. Rathbun, he does live down here as well, down here in Texas. And I think I mentioned it on a previous episode. We actually went out to lunch one time together, Handyman, myself, and Rathbun, and we had a great time. We had like a 2.5-hour lunch.
But I mean, it's a case where you have two team members in the exact – you guys live in the exact same house?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that would be interesting to find out. There you go.
Yeah.
So – anyway, David, if you want to throw anything in while I'm talking about this, feel free. But today I'm going to talk a bit about banning, because every board, every time you build up a site, you will have users that get on there and just do bad things and are inappropriate and are mean to other users or are mean to the moderators and administrators. And you just want to get them off your site. And that's sort of what the idea of banning is meant for. I'm sure that phpbb.com has had its fair share of members who have had to be banned as well, I would assume.
Definitely all the time, because as popular as phpbb.com is, we get a lot of spammers.
Yes. Do you think it would be too lofty of a claim to say that phpbb.com is the most popular PHPBB board out there, or?
Well, it's not the biggest.
Oh.
There is, and there may be some that are visited even more frequently than this one. I know there is I think it's like BOKT.NL or something like that. It's a board about horses that is just massive. And that's actually, that one's owned by Bart VB, the web host team member on phpbb.com, and he has an absolutely massive board that is bigger than phpbb.com. So I imagine it may be, and of course Gia Online is more popular than phpbb.com. So yeah, there are more boards
if
that are
like if and this is just a crazy idea I just thought up of, but maybe if like U.S. government or something like that opened a PHP BB bulletin board, that would probably be shoot up to number one or anything, something like that.
I don't think so, because you know there are U.S. government boards out there.
Oh, really?
And there, if you go to big boards, I think it's like bigboards.com or something like that, it shows the largest boards on the internet, and I certainly don't see any of those on there. Most of them are kind of interesting. GIA Online is the largest board in the world.
Okay.
And that's powered by PHP v2.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they upgrade to PHP v3 will be an interesting thing, but
How many mods do they have on their site? That probably will determine it.
Gosh, it's I can't imagine how big that their database may be, but and so converting it to 3.0 could be quite a task. They may not do that for a couple of years.
But getting back on the topic, so PHP BB2 and PHP BB3 offer a couple of ways that you can ban users. You can ban them by username, which simply means that the user cannot log into your board. You can ban by an IP address or a host name, which means that anyone coming from a particular IP address or host name cannot view your board and cannot see it at all, even as a guest. Or you can ban by email address, which prevents anyone from registering using a particularly banned email address. PHP BB2 only supports, by default, a permanent ban, which it's not totally permanent, because you can later unban usernames or IP address, email addresses. But PHP BB3 adds temporary banning, where you can actually specify a length for how long to have a particular person banned for, and then after that time expires, the ban is automatically lifted. There are a number of...
One of the things that's nice for is people say, well, what's good about temporary banning? Or even like they have a 30-minute temporary ban. What's cool about that is sometimes you have a debate forum where you have people who can get in really heated debates, and then all of a sudden you have members start flaming each other. And the best way to cool them off, you know, not just ban, you don't want to necessarily ban them permanently unless they're really, really awful, but you may just want to ban them for a short period of time to get them to cool off and just kind of chill out. Mm-hmm. So that's what the temporary ban is really good for.
Sort of like when the kid is goofing off, and then the parents tell him to go sit in the corner for like 10 minutes or something like that. You know.
Yeah. Or in this case, 30 minutes to an hour.
Uh huh. Sometimes you'll see permanent ban, the temporary bans that go for like a week or something like that, but they will be expired. So.
Yeah, those are, and usually that's for more severe offenses, but not permanent ban offenses. But yeah.
Yeah. So, but there are a number of reasons to do it, and your board can set rules on how to do bans, and I'll talk a bit about that. But for how you actually set bans, for PHP BB2, you do that under the user admin section, and in PHP BB3, you do it under, I believe the section is user security. That's what they call it, I guess. it is, well, you'll find it under the user's management. I'll ask you this of you, David. Have you had to ban users on Star Trek Guide?
A couple, yeah. Anytime when we have a specific spammer, a human spammer come through, we'll ban them. But that hasn't been a real big issue for us on Star Trek Guide. I know that's a lot bigger issue on phpb.com, but we'll have someone who might just start going off and just, you know, flaming everybody like crazy, and we'll usually ban them too. But we don't ban a lot of people. I mean, maybe a couple a year.
That's a good sign. So, but one of the things that a lot of people have been looking at is how do you deal with users who try to evade bans? Because you can definitely ban a username, ban an email address, ban an IP address, but then what is to stop the user from then turning around, registering under a different username with a different email address coming from a different IP address? You know,
you can't really prevent that.
Yeah.
There's no there's no good way to just be able to prevent that sort of thing, because as soon as you get a different IP address, all of a sudden you're a different person. So it's, you know, there's really no way to track that, and that's, you know, that's why sometimes you will end up having to ban the same person multiple times if they keep trying to switch. But eventually, you know, people aren't stupid. They're going to go away after a while, because it's like, you know, who wants to keep visiting a board that you're continually banned at? But I know some boards have that issue, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think.
I remember when I was on the mod team, and this person will go nameless, but there was one particular user who got sort of controversially banned and kept trying to register again. And he must have kept on re-registering time after time after time. And often was able to go a little while until he got found out and banned again. But it was interesting because he kept on IMing me for some reason to tell me about it. I don't know if he thought we were friends or something like that. He doesn't talk to me much anymore. But it's,
yeah, eventually they'll give up.
He tried for at least a year. I mean,
yeah, they can be very persistent. Unfortunately, there's not a great way to stop that sort of thing. You know, you can ban a lot of, you can end up banning a lot of IP addresses trying to get rid of some of those people.
You got to be careful with banning IP addresses, because you don't want to accidentally not lock someone out who is actually not that user and is a legitimate user. Especially with
this
issue with dynamic IP addresses and how your IP address very often changes. You know.
Right. And that's why it's a good idea if you have spammers or somebody who's causing problems on your board. Oh, it's always a good idea to ban by username first.
Yes.
And that's usually the case. That's something that everybody should go for the first time, you know. And then if you start having a lot of problems with that person, then you could look at banning an IP address. And usually banning it's usually just a single one or two or three at most IP addresses. And if you have to ban them, you know, then you can do that. But and that's usually in very rare cases.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And do you ever use ban by email address, though?
I have not. That could come in handy if you're facing a person who keeps repeatedly registering. But usually if you have the configuration set, at least on version 3 you can do this. I don't know about version 2. You can set it so that you can't use the same email address to register multiple usernames.
I don't think PHP 2 has that setting, but
yeah,
I don't know. One of the examples in the documentation, and I'm at least reading this for PHP BB2, is if you wanted to, you can use wildcards. You could, for example, if you don't want anyone with a Hotmail email address entering, you could set a permanent ban for star@hotmail.com. And then no one can register from hotmail.com, as an example.
And a good example might be of this. You know, some spammers will use a specific free email service, and it will be, you know, at a specific domain.com. And you know, if you start seeing a lot of spam be coming from your services, and maybe you don't have any valid users from that, you might consider banning that email domain. So you would do star@domain.com, for example.
Yes.
And that would sort of take care of that. So that is another way of sort of solving the problem as an alternative to IP banning. But that's really if you see a consistent pattern coming from a specific email domain or something like that.
Yeah. Another thing that PHP BB3 has, which PHP BB2 doesn't have by default, although we'll actually be highlighting some mods in a few minutes that do add this to PHP BB2. But PHP BB3 also lets you set a reason for banning. So if the user who was banned tries to log in, they can be shown a reason why they're banned, and you can maybe mention that this is a temporary ban, and it will come off in a few days, or things like that. So that's definitely one nice thing that PHP BB3 has, whereas PHP BB2 has, you have been banned from this board, you know.
So. Mm-hmm. And Harmless Goat says, and the reason to explain to the users, because I feel like it.
Yeah. Well, it's a little nicer, you know, because sometimes it's good to know why you have been off. Even if the user did do something bad, sometimes they might not realize it and they want to know what happened. There, just to use an unrelated example,
If that's the case, I mean, really banning should be reserved for things that are really, really awful for users or just to get rid of spammers on your board. But if it's something that a user did wrong that they may not realize they did wrong, a warning is much more appropriate action for that particular user.
That's right. PHP-BP3 does have warnings on there.
Yes.
And actually, since I'm not quite as familiar with the system, what would you like to sort of explain how PHP-BP3 warnings works?
Well, yeah, there. And any moderator, you can set a permission for moderators to give out warnings. And
permission for moderators to give out bans too. Although by default, those are kind of off.
Yeah, so that can, I mean, it can either be reserved as an administrator-only action or a moderator action, because there's two separate panels, one the administrator control panel and the separate one in the moderator control panel. So it does allow you to give some of your moderators power to ban and to warn. And those are good things for, especially if you have some global mods or you know you can trust them, you want to give them some power to be able to cool off people, give temporary bans, or warnings to users who are violating rules repetitively or something like that. Usually when somebody is violating a rule, I don't always ban or send them a warning right away. I'll send them like a verbal warning, like a PM or something saying, hey, you know, change your SIG is too big, your avatar is
it's like a warning, but it doesn't count against them as a strike, you know.
Yeah, it sort of counts as a strike. And some different boards have different rules as far as, you know, three bans or four bans equals a, or three warnings or four warnings equal a ban or five warnings or whatever it may be.
Usually so temporary
sort
one.
Of strike. Yeah, exactly. And in PHP-BP3, you can set a sort of timeout, like a 90 days, and then a warning will expire from their account. So that's kind of a nice thing to have in there. But they can go into the warning control panel. Moderator can go into the warning control panel if they have the permission, and then they can enter a user that they want to issue a warning for. You can also issue a warning directly from the post info page, if you have that permission, and also on the view topic page, there's a button there that some moderators can see that they can click on it to issue that user a warning for a certain post. And then what that will do when you click to warn a certain member, it will actually, let me go in there and see what it will say.
Okay. Now I will say this is a PHP-BP3 only feature. It's definitely one of the more requested features that were for PHP-BP3. I'm pretty sure I can sort of say this now about the teams, because they aren't doing it anymore, and it's pretty general. But for PHP-BP2, on PHPBB.com, when that was running on PHP-BP2, they did have warnings that they did, but it wasn't built into the PHP-BP software. What they actually had was a separate thing. In a hidden place, which they used, which sort of did tally up warnings, but it did not actually lead to automatic banning or anything like that. But any bans that took place on phpbb.com would have been set by an administrator. So,
well, that's still the case, because you can't. Version 3 doesn't give you the ability to have it automatically ban a user after a certain number of warnings.
Which is good.
Usually what happens is, like, it's a general rule that the board may have. Like, say it's four warnings, and then the user is banned. Then a moderator can go in there, and it's like, oh, this would be the fourth warning for that user. Do I, number one, really want to issue that warning? And if I really have to issue that warning, then this person needs to be banned. And so if they have the banning power, then they'll go in and ban them as well. If not, then they'll ask, ask an administrator in their staff forum, say, hey, this user needs to be banned. They're up to four warnings now. But, yeah, there's no automatic banning in version 3.
Mm-hmm. Now, definitely one thing you do want to do if you are planning to have a community that you set up and you want to really be able to have – you do want to set some rules. You want to make sure that they are there in a place where people can easily find them. You set them as a global announcement, as an example. A good example for rules, you can see the rules on phpbb.com, which is phpbb.com/rules. Now, phpbb.com does have a lot more rules than some boards may have. For example, they say, you know, signatures can be this big and avatars can only be this big. And if you're not following these rules, then you will be warned and things like that. But there still are, this still is a good example of some rules that you can set. And if you have some set in stone rules on your board and say what you will do if these rules are not followed, you will get a warning. After so many warnings, you will get a temporary ban. Then that is good because you can make it clear both for your users and for your moderators as well what constitutes going too far and what constitutes when to give out warnings, when to give out temporary bans, and when to give out permanent bans, which you should reserve as a last resort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of forums will just have like a post of warnings or of rules. You know, that's just very basic. And really, depending on the size of the board, smaller boards don't usually require a lot more rules because, it's easier to just kind of manage that sort of thing, and you want to stay as personable as possible. And that's what we did with Start to Guide. We started out with a few rules, and then as it got bigger and bigger, we started to increase the number of rules. And as big as phpbb.com is, they have a lot of rules that they have to use there because of the vast majority of users and the wide range of demographic that visits that board. But it's also, it's a good place for board owners to kind of look and see. It's like, oh, okay, how do I want to sort of pattern my rules after? What sort of things should I be looking for? What, you know, it's like, I can't really, at the top of my head, I can't fit in there. That's sort of a good base to start on.
And that, and a lot of, like I said, a lot of boards won't have so many rules. I mean, probably most boards might allow avatars a bit bigger than 90 pixels square. I know that definitely Star Trek Guide has much, much, much looser rules on signatures than phpbb.com has, without a doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's a reason that those rules are strict on phpbb.com, and that is that a lot of people still access the internet using dial-up. And so if you have a massive signature, like a lot of these graphics boards out there, you'll sometimes go to these Photoshop boards or these graphic boards where people are just, they're into a lot of graphics, and they'll just have these massive signatures. And I'm not talking about like two pictures, but even two pictures is a lot, but even the size of the pictures, the byte size of those pictures could be rather large. Mm-hmm. And it would take an eternity for, well, not an eternity, but a long time for a dial-up user to go access that board. So to keep the access time down for those users, we don't allow large signatures and large avatars and stuff like that on .com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and even some of the things you might find to be practical to put in your rules. For example, who would not want to warn a user for making a post with about 1,000 smileys in them? Because that will really slow the site down. Big time.
Yeah, that will. But again, that is actually something that can be limited
in
version 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can set a board configuration that will limit the number of images that you can post in a post, the number of URLs, and the number of smileys. So that kind of solves that problem as far as posting those. You know, some people have still found ways around that and stuff, but you know, for the most part, it's a good limit. A limiting measure.
So sort of in conclusion, definitely banning is a good tool to have for policing members, because the more popular your board gets, the better the chance that you will have members that don't use their board for positive purposes. But you don't want to get carried away. It's good to have some guidelines so that you don't want to, for example, ban a user for just having a different opinion or something like mm-hmm. that, because that's what you will, how you will drive away users. When you're banning a user, you definitely want to make sure you're doing it to someone who really has been inappropriate, using your board for bad purposes, etc.
So, yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts to add to banning, David?
I don't think so. I think that about covers it, you know, and this sort of covers as many aspects as we can do in one podcast about, you know, when you should ban users or when what's going too far banning users or when you should issue warnings instead of users. And,
yeah.
Or I'm sorry, issue warnings instead of bans for users.
So what I did mention a couple of times was that PHP DB2 does not have as many features and controls for banning as PHP DB3. But that's where mods come in, because whenever there's a deficiency in PHP BB, the mod authors come in to fill the gap. So I actually I'm going to have two mods of the week this week. Both of them deal with bans for PHP BB2, and both of them actually are written by Evil Heart, or Igor, as his real name is, as David has let me know. So yeah. The first one is called Ban Reasons, which he wrote, and it essentially does add to PHP BB2 the ability for you to set a reason for banning a person, and so that when the banned person tries to log in, they will see the custom ban reason instead of the standard message. Now, this actually does allow HTML in the ban reason, so voice for PHP BB2, I'm sure the teams might have their own opinion of. But if you, but that's,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, and of course on version 3, there you can't use BB code or HTML in the ban reason.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a bummer. So that is a nice feature that to have there, because sometimes you want to be able to bold it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, bold, like,
or whatever.
You are bad because you did something stupid. With the nice big bold caps. Okay. Now, look professional when you fit out your ban reasons. But
yeah.
That mod is linked in the chat room. It'll be in the show notes. And it's a fairly simple mod to use. And definitely, I would recommend it if you're banning people, because I personally think it is good to sort of have a more personalized ban message for a particular user than the standard, you have been banned. No, as an example. And then the other one that Evil Heart wrote is a mod for PHP BB2, which lets you set temporary bans. And it is pretty similar to the PHP BB3 setup, but essentially when you ban a user, you can say that the ban expires after so many minutes or hours or days. Or if you set it to zero, then you have a permanent ban. So it is definitely a lot easier if you're doing temporary bans, which I do highly recommend to do temporary bans. But whereas by default in PHP BB2, you'd have to sort of like write a little note to say at this time, go back and unban this user, do things like that. This makes it a lot easier for it to be handled automatically. So that's the other mod of the week, Temp Ban by Evil Heart. Link is in the chat room and the show notes. And David, you get to do the style of the week this week.
Yes,
this is a cool
sort of
style.
Picked it last minute, but this one's kind of cool. I found it on the phpbb3styles.net. I think his name is Dirk, who owns the site, has a lot of previews of different styles that are available for phpbb3.
Mm-hmm.
This particular style is called Thor, and the theme is by Wizardly.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of looks like an old world theme, or what do you call that, World of Warcraft sort of theme kind of deal. It's got like that old paper look to it, and the old maps and stuff on there, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I hate the games, but the themes that they come out with for the PHPBB boards that are themed that way are really, the ideas that they come up with are really neat.
Yeah.
And so that's, it's got a dark background and then the lighter paper, that lighter old,
like
paper look.
I like how they're using gradients. That's just really cool how they can do that.
Yeah.
I'm not a game designer. Go ahead.
If you can see the background, the darker background, it's not just a gradient. It's actually like a faded, old map.
Yeah. I'm not a style designer. I do not claim to be, but it just blows my mind how people can do things with interesting things like that. Yes, it is fixed width. One of the guys in the chat room was complaining it is fixed width, and so,
Yes, it's fixed width, like phpbb.com is fixed width. You know, those are, they are easy to adjust, but sometimes fixed width is nice to have if you have, you know, pictures that need a certain width, because otherwise they'll end up tiling or something like that, and you'll end up with something uglier. And so I've seen a lot of boards out there that are fixed width, and it's definitely not a bad thing. And ProSolver definitely does, it's built so that you can use fixed width and it still looks good.
At PHPB
And
Weekly,
this,
that is fixed width, so what
yeah.
can I say?
In fact, this particular style, the Thor style, is a ProSilver based style, which is nice to see because ProSilver is a little bit harder to style for than SubSilver 2. So, like, we'll see a lot of version 3 styles that are SubSilver 2 based, and that uses a lot of tables, but it's nice to see some ProSilver ones as well, and this one is ProSilver based.
So,
And as usual, that link is in the it's in the TalkShoe chat, and it will also be posted on the show notes. So be sure to stay tuned to phpbbweekly.net for those links.
And as always, if you have a mod or style that you want to recommend to us to possibly feature on a future episode, you can bookmark it on Delicious with the tag PHPBBW mod or PHPBBW style, and we'll consider it for being promoted on a future episode. Again, it's subject to our approval. We might not mention it, but you can. That's certainly a way you can throw some things at us rather than ha us having to sort of look and find one at the last minute, if you know what I mean.
Yes, that's correct. PHPBBW style. If you want to tag a version 3 style, or actually version 2 or version 3 style, and also PHPBBW mod if you want to tag a mod, or either version 2 or version 3. And it doesn't have to, yeah, it doesn't have to be on phpbb.com. It can be on any other site as well. Like
For
this one in
styles,
particular
anyway.
was pulled from another site.
For mods, maybe. We sort of like to say that it's safer to get mods on phpbb.com just because those actually edit the code. But if it's not on
Well,
phpbb.com, we'll consider it.
yeah. Well, again, there's so few mods right now for version 3 in the release forms, which are really the only approved mods. It doesn't matter, really. It won't matter whether you get a mod from the development forms on for version 3 on phpbb.com or if you get it from another site. It's kind of the same.
Yeah,
Once it goes through that validation process,
PHPBB3 is still in our release candidate anyway, so.
Once it goes through the validation process, then that's where we say, okay, this we approve this mod. But otherwise, if it's in the development forums or any other site, we don't approve it for live use on a mod, nor do we support it.
In this case, when he says we, he means the mod team.
I'm sorry, yes, I mean the team, so PHPBB teams.
We, as in PHPBB Weekly, think if you're a mod author and you're working for PHPBB3, you're cool. So, yes.
Well, we do too. But we just have to set those boundaries about what kind of mods are going to be approved or what kind are not going to be supported or encouraged for usage.
So as we come to the close of the episode, as you always wanted to tell you to check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, where you can submit questions to us if you can't join us on the show. You can also find this show and all the other shows, along with show notes with links to everything we've talked about and all that, you can find on phpbbweekly.net. Giving you a couple now for a preview of our upcoming episodes, we've got some great stuff that'll be coming up. Now, I don't know why I wrote in the show notes that the next episode is on September 22nd. It is September 22nd. But next episode, for episode 32, we will be having another guest. Mod team leader Eric Farber will be joining us again. He joined me back in January, but he'll be joining us again to talk about the mod team, especially as they are moving towards the imminent release of PHPBB3, recent things that have been going on with the mod team. And definitely David, as a mod team member, will probably take charge of the discussion. I can just sit back and listen as usual. No, I'm kidding. I'll throw stuff in.
Well, you like to have a lot of questions controversial questions too. So yeah. I'm sure you'll be asking those as well.
I'm a very judgmental type person, and we need more of those in the world.
That will be a great opportunity for mod authors to, if you have not had a chance to call in to PBB Weekly yet, or join us on the TalkShoe chat, that'll be a great opportunity for you to join in and ask Eric questions directly, ask questions that you've been wanting to ask, or, say, hey, I think you should do something this way or whatever, and really hear his comments on it and why we should or should not do something like that, or if it's good or if it's a good idea or not. Yeah. So I encourage all mod authors to join us live for that episode. That will be a great episode we'll have with WG Eric.
Yes. And then for episode 33, something I'm still getting together, so I'll have more details on it next week. But as you know, PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can find other shows on techpodcasts.com. But I've actually sent out an invitation to the other members of the network, the other tech podcasters, asking have any of them had experiences with online bulletin boards and having communities. And I'm hoping to get a couple of them to respond. Again, I just sent this out yesterday, but I'm hoping to invite a panel of the other tech podcasters who have had experiences with running a community through bulletin board forums, and to come on and be able to talk a bit about their experiences, share their tips and advice on how they've been able to build up a successful forum site bulletin board with active users and things like that, to come on and be able to share their tips. And for if any of them haven't used PHP BB, then maybe I might ask them what made you choose a different program, and sort of give do a comparison between the two. Reflecting back,
and then after they've given their comparison as why they're not using PHP BB software, then we'll force them to use PHP BB 3.
And maybe it's up to them. But actually, thinking back to a couple of months ago, there was a caller on the show, and you weren't on this one, David, but there was a caller on the show who had sort of asked about what makes PHP BB better than some of the other pieces of software out there.
I have a good reason for that. I have a good one, simple, simple reason. You can write this down now, okay? The reason that PHP BB software is so much better than everything else, it just is. It just is, okay? So that's the reason why it's better. Actually.
So David may or may not be on that episode when I bring him on for controversy. But that will be
no. Actually, no. What makes PHP BB great is the community. Mm-hmm. The large community that PHP BB has, the support that we're able to give. Because of our large community, that's what makes the software great. And then, of course, the new version 3 software is just, the code quality is really good on this version. But that's really what makes PHP BB great is the community. And there's no doubt about that.
The main point of that show will not so much be PHP BB, but more of trying to get a number of people with experiences to share how they just build up a community in general, even if they don't specifically use PHP BB. A community is still a community. Bulletin board is still bulletin board, and to sort of share tips. And of course, you can call in and ask them questions as well. So we're still getting that going. I only just sent out an invite email. I'm still waiting for people to come on, but I'll be putting more information about that on the blog on phpbbweekly.net and mentioning it on the next episode. And the next episode will also be interesting because it'll be my birthday. So,
All right.
Well, actually the day before, but what can you do? So that'll be interesting. Okay, so I want to thank all the rather enthusiastic guests who join us in the chat room today. Had a couple of interesting things coming on there.
And if you haven't had a chance to call in, you you need to call, or if you haven't had a chance to participate live on PHPBB Weekly yet, either to call in or visit us on the chat, it's certainly worth doing it just so that you can sort of be in the craziness of the whole thing.
half the
craziness of PHPBB Weekly is not us talking, it's the chat room on TalkShoe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, we're a little over-exaggerating it, but don't worry about it too much. Okay, so... So thanks for listening to this episode of PHPBB Weekly. We will see you next week. Bye.
Take care.